97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and as you know, huge, huge wrestling dork. And one of my favorites is on the line right now. Of course, the Royal Rumble happening this Sunday on pay-per-view. Ladies and gentlemen, the Friday Night Delight, they call him John Morrison. John, how you doing this morning, brother?
I'm doing great, man. It's a little bit early. I'm out there in Los Angeles, and it's a little bit earlier here than it is in Syracuse. But Friday Night Delight, nonetheless, is doing great.
That your road schedule is just nuts. You're home like what, like 2 days a week? Is that pretty much the deal?
We wrestled, I think I counted my matches last year. I wrestled about 190 matches last year. And so we're on the road more days than that, like doing publicity tours. And it averages out to about being home about 2 days a week, yeah.
Now, are you, if I get too personal, let me know. But are you a single fella? Are you married? You know, what's the home life like?
Right now I'm seeing one of the other divas on the roster. Her name's Melina. And, everything's going good. You know, when we're home, every once in a while we'll go check out something going on down in Hollywood or in the beach, like, cities. But a lot of times we just chill out because we're both on the road about the same type of schedule.
Well, I would imagine, again, we're talking to John Morrison, WWE superstar at the Royal Rumble this Sunday on pay-per-view. I would imagine with you and Melina, the fact that you're together, honestly, it probably makes things a lot easier on a relationship as opposed to some of the other guys who may be married with families, with wives and kids at home. You probably have the best of both worlds because she's there, plus she kind of understands the business and the attention from the members of the opposite sex, the whole nine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where, I mean, like you said, it's tough for somebody to understand what you're going through unless they do it too. And Melina does, and she gets all kinds of her own attention from members of the opposite sex. So
I would imagine that her attention is a little bit creepier than yours.
I think so. Definitely.
Yeah. how's she feeling, by the way? I know she hurt her leg or something.
Oh yeah, she tore her ACL back in late December, and she just had the operation. I think that's what they do for that. They take a piece from a cadaver, and they stitch it into your knee, so it the torn ligament is torn in half, and they stitch like this ligament from a cadaver to bridge the two pieces together, and then you have to like stretch it out and get it working again. It takes about 6 months.
Oh wow!
But she's doing pretty well so far. You know, it's a long process, but she's doing her rehab and staying healthy and all that stuff.
And honestly, again, we're talking to John Morrison, WWE superstar, Royal Rumble this Sunday on pay-per-view. I would imagine that staying healthy is probably the hardest part of the whole thing. I mean, the road is a grind and you know, doing the performances and the travel, the whole thing. But I would imagine just trying to stay healthy is the hardest part of this whole thing.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things that limits it's what's a limiting factor for a lot of people's careers. I mean, you get hurt just a little bit, and you don't really ever get a chance to heal because you're on the road 5 days a week. And a lot of the training and preparations that I do and stuff that I do in my off time, I talk about in depth in a DVD called John Morrison Rockstar, which comes out here in the States on February 16th. And it talks about me doing this stuff called parkour, which is the art of movement, moving through space, going over obstacles, doing wall flips and things like that, and how I kind of use that as a way of injury prevention and also a way of innovation, creating new moves and different type of movements, bringing things from martial arts and breakdancing and putting them into professional wrestling.
Yeah,
doing things that haven't yet been seen in sports entertainment.
You're absolutely right. Again, Rockstar DVD comes out on the 16th of February. John Morrison Rockstar is the DVD. I'll tell you what, the stuff that you're doing in the ring, innovative. You, like you said, you're working the breakdance moves in, and it's exciting, and it's always interesting to see what you're going to do next. And I think that's part of the appeal of watching Mr. John Morrison on a Friday night during SmackDown, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. And basically, that's what sports entertainment is all about. It's giving the WWE universe what they want to see, And sometimes the WWE Universe doesn't even know what they want to see, so you have to figure out what the fans want to see and then give that to them. And that's what I try to do every Friday night, and that's what we're going to do at the Royal Rumble this Sunday, January 31st, on pay-per-view. And it's the biggest, most chaotic, unpredictable match of the year. 30 superstars competing for a chance to main event WrestleMania. And it's one of those ones that I remember watching as a kid growing up. And talking about and having my own little Royal Rumbles in my backyard with my buddies.
Oh, dude, I'm the same. John, I'm the same way, dude.
Like that.
Growing up, doing the Royal Rumble is one of the big four. The big four pay-per-views when I was growing up. Because it was the Royal Rumble, it was WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and the Survivor Series. Those were the big four. And I'll tell you what, the match itself is amazing. It's one of a kind. And I'll tell you what, a bunch of us here, we're getting together for our own little Royal Rumble party. That's what we do, is we get together and we split the bill of the pay-per-view. You know, it works out to like, you know, $5-$10 a piece. And we sit there for, you know, 3-4 hours, and it's just pure entertainment, and it's fantastic.
Absolutely. And I did something almost exactly similar to that, like in college. We watch usually the big four, and now there's a ton of them. So you could do that almost every week if you wanted to.
We pretty much do, and it's pretty much what we do, and it's a fantastic thing. It's John Morrison, WWE.com for all the information. The Royal Rumble is this Sunday, live on pay-per-view, so go check it out. I love it in HD. It's fantastic. I know you got a jet, but one thing we do with all you celebrities, it's the Quick Six. It's six questions,
okay,
60 seconds, and it lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
All right, let's quick fix it up.
All right, here we go. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
I'm going to go with Rocky IV. And I was going to say Drunken Master 2 by Jackie Chan, but it's never on TV. Rocky's always on, and I always watch it.
All right, what was your... If you weren't a professional wrestler, what would you be doing for a living?
I would probably be a superhero.
Favorite toy as a child?
Muscles. Those little pink action figures.
Oh yeah, they were like they were teeny tiny.
Knock them down. Yeah. Dude, I had tons of those things.
You're going on a road trip. You're heading on the road. You stop at a gas station. What are your go-to snacks?
Ice cream and beef jerky. Sounds weird, but
hey, but you know what? It gets you through, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Beef jerky for the protein. Ice cream because it tastes good.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Face.
And finally, John Morrison, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? I'll go with my surfboard. I don't know if I'll classify that as a toy, but kind of is. And, yeah.
It's all good. It's John Morrison, the Royal Rumble, this Sunday on pay-per-view. For more details, go to WWE.com. And just so you know, I was sixth row at the Dome, and you threw out your shirt, and I had to break up a fight because I had two grown men about to go to fist fight over your T-shirt, just so you know.
I think I was trying to throw it to some girl, and that's when, like you said, like two grown men grabbed it like right in front of her or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And this awesome one guy was just going to town yanking on it, and I had to break it up. It was hysterical.
Did you get the shirt?
I did not get the shirt. The one of the guys did. Yeah. Sounds good. It's John Morrison, everybody. It is the Royal Rumble this Sunday on pay-per-view. Dude, thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I know you're winning. I know you're winning on Sunday. I know you are, brother.
All right, man. I've been planning on winning every year since I got here.
It's John Morrison, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.